USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The stock market has been down over 800 points during trading on Monday. President Biden is delivering remarks on the economic relief and progress made under his administration. The president saying that inflation will only be for a short period of time due to the economy coming back from the coronavirus pandemic.
As our economy has come roaring back, we've seen some price increases. Some folks have raised worries that this could be a sign of persistent inflation, but that's not our view. Our experts believe, and the data shows, that most of the price increases we've seen were expected and expected to be temporary.
The National Interagency Fire Center is warning of extreme fire conditions this week as fire clouds and lightning are forecast for much of the West. Roughly 80 wildfires are burning across 13 states plagued with heat and drought. This is USA Radio News.
Nothing is more important than your vote. Now, lawmakers across America are pushing for election integrity to make sure your vote really counts. All this week, Newsmax's Sean Spicer and Lindsay Keith are exposing the flaws in our voting systems and how to fix them. Make sure you watch Spicer and Company tonight on Newsmax for the real truth about your vote and how Texas, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Arizona, and more are in the crosshairs. Everyone is watching Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. And you can watch Newsmax on most streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Plus, download the free Newsmax app on your phone and start watching now. Newsmax is your trusted news source. Every night, watch great shows, starting with Spicer & Company, Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield, Cortez & Pellegrino, and a lot more. Go to Newsmax for real news. Watch it today.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis holds a press conference about the passage of the state's Wildlife Corridor Bill. After signing the bill into law, the Republican governor calls upon the Biden administration to help those who are protesting in Cuba as the country has shut down the internet.
We in the United States have the capability to help provide the connectivity that I think would be essential in exposing the truth and really holding the regime accountable.
President Biden says he supports the Cuban people protesting, saying they deserve universal rights. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says the intensity of Europe's deadly flooding has something to do with climate change. The floods that began last Wednesday have killed at least 196 people in Germany, the Netherlands, and Belgium. Many communities are still without power. Merkel saying nations must get faster in the battle against climate change. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A former astronaut is weighing in on the space race and what it means as far as space tourism possibilities.
Spaceflight company Blue Origin has been cleared for its first ever crewed spaceflight, which will take founder Jeff Bezos and a crew of three others into suborbital space later this week. That mission set to lift off on Tuesday morning. Former astronaut and professor of mechanical engineering at Columbia University, Mike Massimino, says that the development of the space tourism industry can bring a long-term benefit to humanity. He tells ABC News that more access to space will open up many possibilities.
And as the access to space increases, just like my students, when I was a student, there'd be absolutely no way, even just a few years ago, for students to be able to fly something and experiment in space, and now they can. As the access to space becomes more prevalent, people can envision themselves going, or what research they might do, or what products they might develop, or what they want to accomplish in space, because now it's possible. So I think it's going to let people be creative to come up with things we can't even imagine. Imagine that can be done in space travel.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
An alternate member of the U.S. women's gymnastics team has tested positive for the coronavirus just days before the games begin in Tokyo. Meantime, American tennis star Coco Gauff is pulling out of the Olympics after testing positive for COVID-19. The 17-year-old Gauff tweeting her sadness over missing out on what she called a dream come true. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.